This scene. Your party just fumbled the stealth check everyone was sure they'd succeed. Now they're a target for every single guard in the watchtower. Barred windows, one exit, three floors down, it looks like a fight. Hey there, today I'll be going over my method for improvising combat. Not under the banner of table technician or anything like that. Just a quick tips guide. This mini-sode is sponsored by the Deck of Mini. For starters, I don't worry about stat blocks. I keep everything as simple as possible. When taking initiative, write down health next to combatants and tally from there. If you have a lot of players on the field, group them together, creating large health pools and having them attack on the same turn. For expediency, toy with dropping some attacks from enemies and having them carry out other tasks, such as manipulating the field, assisting allies, bolstering attacks, or healing, etc., etc., etc. When it comes to AC, I treat clumps of enemies as having ACs of 11 to 13 and single figures having ACs of 13 to 15 or higher if need be. Attack bonuses can range from 1 to 6 depending on how you flavor the enemies in the moment. Saves for spells reflect this too, so if there's a particularly beefy bandit on the field, give her a high AC, high attack bonus, and a chunkier health pool. At the end of the basic planning, you should only need to be keeping track of 3 to 4 numbers for each given grouping or single unit. Thinking of archetypes is good too when planning combats on the fly. What I mean is asking yourself what type of unit you're whipping up and giving them numbers accordingly. Make sure you play these archetypes differently. Give your players a sense of groundedness despite the haphazard conditions. Captains issue commands and mooks respond. Casters seek distance and high ground while archers try to flank. You get the idea. Secondly, think of terrain and settings. Seek to create quick, interactive elements and clue your players into their presence. If your players don't take advantage of these, you can always make the bad guys do it. Having mooks try to best your party with terrain manipulation always makes for fun encounters. Taking these even further, you could have issues arise from these certain terrain features by accident. A missed spell knocks free a chandelier above the party, or a destroyed pillar creates a cloud of blinding dust. Keep a mental list of various bits and pieces like this to sprinkle in and modify as you see fit. Ultimately, you'll want these features to be as saveless as possible, just to keep it easier on your brain, with any damage dice being drawn from the improvised damage table, as to not disrupt the flow of combat with sudden balancing and head scratching. Thirdly, if you're really creative and quick, think of secondary objectives to fulfill in combat, only if you know that you can. Maybe your players need to chase someone or something down around the battlefield. Perhaps a fire started and escape is paramount, or else the group would find themselves trapped. The whole time, the enemy combatants also try to flee, hindering the players as they claw over each other. Flooding, approaching reinforcements, or precariously balanced structures all make for great occurrences to bring improvised combat to life. Hell, introducing a third party into combat is always fun too. Maybe they side with or against the players, or choose to attack both enemy and friend. Or hey, maybe they're just civilians trying to stay out of danger and the opposing side doesn't much care what happens to them, using them as human shields and bargaining chips. The players will be sure to remember that. These events don't need to start at the beginning of combat. They can be a result of the course of combat itself. I tend to like this way more, as it gives me time to brainstorm ways things can go wrong during combat and then spring them on the party after a couple rounds. You may be saying, hey, these are just tips that you should use for planned combat in general, and you're totally right, but these are the main aspects from that planning that I like to prioritize first when improvising. Either way, that wraps up the big pointers I like to use. It really boils down to freeing yourself from what can bog planned combat down. At the end of the day, you only really use a couple numbers from stat blocks, at least I do, so plan with what you know and tailor the field and units how you like. And don't stress about the short planning window. You'll be surprised at just how much you can think up while your players roll initiative. That's also only a couple tips to keep your improv combats quick, fresh, and believable. There's way more, and the more you do it, the more you'll learn, and the more confident you'll become.